Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Friday!
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Pump it up.
You've got to pump it up.
What's up, guys? We love Fridays on the show. Do we not?
We do. We do.
50 for the high today. My name is Moose. That is the lovely Breezy Breeze.
Good morning.
Thank you for helping us kick off the weekend, you guys. Appreciate that. Question is, should a cheating husband get to name an unborn child? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. Let's get to the bottom of this. Adriana.
Are you good, bro? Not you having a stroke live on air.
She's on hold. She says her husband did her dirty. Cheated on her while she was pregnant. And now she says he has every right to name their child. After all this, it's still his son. Do you agree, Breeze?
I'm not sure. Not sure about all that.
Why waste any more time? Let's get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Adriana.
Hey, guys.
Happy Friday. So.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. First off, I hope my story didn't come off as kind of white trash. And
oh.
Well.
Just rip that Band-Aid right off, sister.
So the original message we got from you on Facebook, first of all, thank you for that. I was very eager to call you, but you sound like you're in a situation where maybe other people have also been in your spot. I don't know, but tell us what exactly has been happening in the last couple of months with you and your is it fiancé, husband?
Well, he is my husband, but
okay.
He's not acting like one.
Right. Oh. What's been going on?
Hope to God my ex isn't listening.
Oh, don't swear. Please.
Okay. He actually thinks cheating on me while I'm 5 months pregnant is just a speed bump in the relationship.
Oh, no.
I love this guy, but, you know, I hate him.
So he cheated on you when you were 5 months pregnant. How far along are you right now with your pregnancy?
Close to 9 months. This happened like 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. My piece of husband cheated on me when I was 5 months pregnant. I'm swearing again. Yeah, I know. I'm just,
it's okay.
I can't help myself.
Okay, go ahead. Be careful.
I want nothing to do with him for the time being, and he's complaining because I'm going to name the baby after my father, who he hates.
What's the name of your dad?
He thinks kids will make fun of the name Oscar. I think it's a beautiful name.
I had a buddy in high school named
Oscar. I feel like it's coming back.
Oscar Mayer Wiener. Yeah, it's
so fair.
And, you know, he still feels he has a right to name his child as much as I do. He already walked out on us both and gave up his rights when he chose to sleep with another woman.
Yeah, I mean, fair, I guess.
But are you guys still... So what's going on with the relationship?
Are you together?
Yeah, are you living together still?
Yeah, I mean, mostly unless he's, you know, out for the night with another woman.
Okay, this is not good.
Yeah, I mean, technically he still lives here. I haven't thrown him out.
Adriana, what are you doing?
Yeah, what
are you together
doing?
Or are you not? He cheated on you when you were 5 months pregnant. He's still living with you. What's the situation here? Are you guys going to, are you divorcing or not?
I guess we should be, but I just still really love him, you know, and I'm carrying his child, and everybody has bad days, and I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt right now.
Mm. Right, of course.
Simply don't agree, but okay.
Who's this other woman that he stepped out with?
I'm not really sure. There's probably more than one. Okay. So,
oh my God.
So that's not a mistake. That's a pattern.
Yeah, he's choosing to do this. It's not. Continue to give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, so Adriana, this is all very bizarre, and I appreciate you coming on. But what do you need from us? What are you looking for as far as advice?
I guess what kind of advice I need to know is, does he have just as much right to name the baby as I do?
Not if you're not staying with him. If this
I mean, we're technically still living together, I guess.
No. Not if you're not going to continue this relationship.
Oh.
Well, are you good, Queen?
I'm going to try to continue. I don't know. It'd be easier if he just stops what he's doing and we continue, but you guys,
I also want like $10 million, but like, I don't know if that's going to happen for me.
Here's the situation. Maybe a lot of people can agree this morning who are listening this beautiful Friday morning. If you continue to stay with this guy, and it sounds like you are, yes, he has every right to name this child. You wanting to name your baby Oscar after your father sounds like you're just doing it for spite. Or do you genuinely really love that name?
I do love that name. And, you know, my dad's not around anymore. And I feel...
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of your father.
Okay, thanks.
Great talk.
Okay, Adriana, you know what? Well, have you been drinking this morning by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No,
I mean, I would be. I mean, you're pregnant, so probably not, but...
Well, right. Yeah, I feel like it at times because of him, but...
If your significant other cheated on you when you were pregnant...
Yeah.
Would you allow them to name the baby and give them that opportunity to do so? You're in a tough spot, Adriana. And I'm just going to be fully blunt. It sounds like it's time for you to step out on this guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a great father. I don't know him personally, but it sounds like there's a pattern here, like Breezy mentioned. This is a choice. He's continuing to cheat on you, and you're allowing it. What do you think's going to happen when the baby comes? You think he's just going to stop?
It's just going to be that much harder. So now you're going to take care of a screaming baby and a screaming husband. You got it.
Yeah.
You got to cut it.
Yeah.
You guys are right. I know I need to.
And now we've solved all the problems because he's not naming the baby because you're not staying with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, don't you think that people can change?
No. Not if he's done this every night for the past 5 weeks.
Even with a new baby here? Yeah,
that's not going to
I'm
fix
so,
it.
This is my there, I said it for a second. I'm so sick and tired of people trying to fix marital problems or mental problems or any problem with a baby. Your problems will only elevate with a baby.
Yeah.
So that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
We'd love to hear from some of our listeners right now. If you have any advice for our girl, Adriana, here. It sounds like you're going through it, but... All you can do is we hope that you could be the best mom you could possibly be for your new son, which it sounds like could be here in any given week. Yes.
Yeah, he's due in a few weeks, and
Well, congratulations.
I feel like all this is just going to blow up.
It may. But we'll get to some texts coming in here because there's quite a few of them. But I appreciate you call in your original message you sent us on Facebook, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend, Adriana. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yikers. Got a couple texts coming.
Don't love any of that.
No, we don't.
Unfortunately. But these things happen.
She's, like you said, she's totally in denial. And she's trying to hang on to this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But who do we have here? Laura says, it does. It drives me nuts that some people try to fix all their life problems with a baby. And I agree with Breezy. It is sad. But she needs to get some help and leave this guy.
Yeah.
Who's this? Steve says, some people just can't be helped because they're in such denial. And she sounds like she may be one of those people. I wish her all the best, though. Because if she stays with this idiot, then yes, 100%. He has every right to choose the name for this child. That's what it's going to come down to.
Our friend Joe says you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You simply can't. So we can give her all the advice in the world, but it's ultimately her choice if she wants to do it. I thought the advice we gave her was super solid. I can't say that for everything we do. This person says you don't want the child to be in a situation like that. I think that's just going to be the standard growing up. You know what I mean? And you know, live in this household with this child.
She knows what this guy's doing. Yeah. He's coming home different nights of the week. Come on, you know what's going on here. It's time to say goodbye.
Let's call a spade, shall we?
All right, guys. Thank you, Adriana, for that wild call this morning. We do appreciate it. And for you guys tuning in this morning, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one music station. 98.
Peaks by Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up? It is Friday. Let's talk Thanksgiving really quick. Breezy, you made a really good point about this. Very versatile holiday.
Very versatile. A lot of range for Thanksgiving.
A lot of range.
And I'm really excited about it because I truly believe in my heart and soul that Thanksgiving is the redheaded stepchild. It's always forgotten. It's always missed in the middle between Halloween and Christmas. And everyone wants to just get it over with as fast as possible so they can go shopping the Friday after Thanksgiving. And you know what? I'm here to say no more. I'm here to give Thanksgiving the flowers it deserves.
People who live out of state, usually when you ask them, like, last year was my first Thanksgiving home in 12, 13 years because I had to choose Thanksgiving or Christmas. And of course, I'm flying home for Christmas, not Thanksgiving. So I missed a lot of them. And I'm like, you know, last year being home, I really enjoyed Thanksgiving. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't think it gets the credit that it deserves.
No. And I'm here to tell you exactly why Thanksgiving is the best holiday that you could probably ever celebrate. The thing I love about Thanksgiving is it is such a it's such a balanced day. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Everyone always thinks of Thanksgiving and they're like, oh my God, the food. But let's peel the curtain back, shall we? And talk about the morning of Thanksgiving. Now, not everybody is going to participate in this, and you don't have to. But if you want to get the most out of Thanksgiving and have a balanced day, it's just like any other day, but elevated.
Right.
In the morning, you have the turkey trot. There's hundreds of turkey trots within our area. I'm doing the one.
Thousands.
I'm doing the one in Victor. So you can go run 3 miles in the morning, get your workout on. Great. And if you're a fitness guy or girly, this is the norm for you. This is something that you would probably do anyways. So it's not like a lot of gyms are probably closed on Thanksgiving, but you still have that opportunity to get your workout in. So that's one. You're not throwing off your routine that much.
Okay.
Number two. You're having an amazing dinner. An amazing dinner. And not to mention...
Not everyone.
That dinner is served... My family, it's served at like 2, 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Dinner is typically 4 or 5 o'clock.
So you're having the most iconic dinner lunch, dinner that ever could be. And then directly after dinner, it is simply okay and socially acceptable and expected of you to go take a nap.
And here's the thing, guys.
It's the best day ever.
And then, you know, there's Black Friday. I don't know how many people are still going out and doing Black Friday. Don't people just buy everything online?
Yeah.
Anymore? I mean, who's Black waiting Fridays, in lines? Black Nobody's
Friday's
doing it anymore.
Black Friday is definitely like dead in the water. I will say the malls are still busy on Black Friday, but.
They are. And another thing. Look, we're all going to be taking photos of the same thing, right? I know people are very excited to post on their social their cranberry sauce and Grammy's casserole dish. Like, it's all the same, you guys. I actually feel bad. I feel very bad saying this, but I'm saying it anyways. You ever go through people's stories in their posts and you see their Thanksgiving dinner, their post, and they say something along the lines like, our Thanksgiving is better than your Thanksgiving. And I'm looking at their Thanksgiving.
It's like on a paper plate.
I'm like, oh, that's very sad looking.
Yeah.
That's actually very pathetic. And, you know, Thanksgiving is a time to be grateful for the things that you do have. Of course, right. I get that. But I look at some of these posts and go through people's stories and I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's tough.
I would be I feel really sad sitting at that table. I'm not going to lie.
And we did say this a couple hours ago during the There I Said It segment. It is okay. You do not have to post your plate on your Instagram story on Thanksgiving. It's just not necessary, period, point blank.
You don't have to do it. I'm probably going to do it anyways, though.
So I don't.
Out of pride?
I don't really get down. I don't really get down with Thanksgiving food. I only really, because I don't like potatoes.
You
don't eat stuffing.
30-year-old woman who I've never met a more picky eater in my life than you.
I'll get down with the turkey leg. Some green beans.
You
cream
don't
of green beans.
You don't like stuffing?
No,
I don't get it. No. I mean, what's not to like? The seasons, the
bread. It's like taking a loaf of bread and just squishing it in your hands and then being like, here you go.
And you know what?
There's some garlic in it.
The problem is you never grew up with good stuffing.
That's not true.
No offense to your mom.
Do not disrespect my mom.
I'm sorry. Like, you know good stuffing if you ate it because you'd be eating it.
I just think it's too much. I think it's too much. So I don't do it. But
in the deal with the mashed potatoes?
I hate potatoes. You know that. I literally hate potatoes in any
What is
form.
On your plate? Just a turkey leg.
Just turkey and some green beans. Call me a health queen. Big protein and vegetable girl. Huge. Those macros are screaming.
Oh, yeah. That is the most boring plate I've ever heard of in my life.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll throw a roll in this year. I don't know.
Yeah, throw a roll in, you know? Go get crazy.
I'm really excited to
live
the best day, and it's a holiday, but it'll be elevated for sure.
But I would love some suggestions on where I can run a turkey trot because I am thinking about actually doing it for the first time this
year. I don't know if you're being genuine, but if you are, you can join my team in Victor.
Well, I don't really want to be on a team.
It's not a team. It's just like I have a squad of people going, and we're going to send it.
What time is that at? Is that like a 10 a.m. type of thing?
No, I don't. I think it's a little earlier because people want to obviously get cooking and stuff.
This is my big flex. Fifth grade, I ran the turkey trot, came in third place. So,
like overall?
I lied. Seventh. I came in seventh place overall, yes.
It's like, and then I lied again. It was actually 10.
No, it was seventh. Yeah, because that was in my bio on my Instagram for many, many years. So,
it's a huge flex. Flex on them. On them.
So if anyone else is running a turkey trot, you can join Breezy and I's squad.
9:15.
9:15 in Victor. Where's the starting point?
Victor Town Hall.
Okay, there you have it. We're doing it this year. I'm pumped.
We're going to send it.
This is my first turkey trot. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to play you the... We got a tease this coming up. You want to tease it real quick?
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, this is too awkward and uncomfortable of a moment to not replay. Because yesterday we had a listener by the name of Glenn that called up. Speaking of Thanksgiving, he went on two very casual dates with a woman and wanted to ask her to Thanksgiving dinner with him and his family.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we got there, but we got there and he did it live on the air and called her up. We'll play that for you coming up next on PXY. Welcome back to the show. This is the moment of truth right here. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This was way too awkward and uncomfortable of a moment to not just replay it. And yesterday on the show, we had a listener named Glenn who called in, told us about his new special lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he had doubts on whether or not he should ask this girl he has been on two very casual dates with to Thanksgiving dinner with him and his family.
Yes.
So I sarcastically suggested you should call her live on the air. And he says, yes, let's do it. So I said, okay, take a listen to how all this went down on PXY Mornings. Glenn, what's up, buddy?
Hi. Hi, Moose. Good morning.
Hi. So long story short, you need some advice this morning, and for whatever reason, you decided that Breezy and I was your best option.
I did. So pretty much, I was dating a girl, and we recently ended like 6 months ago.
Okay.
But you know how it is. Everything happens for a reason.
Sure.
Because recently, I started dating this new girl, and I really like her, actually.
Okay. What's her name?
Her name is Beth.
Okay.
Is she 100?
Yeah.
What? Is she what?
Is she 100? What?
I like that name. All right, so you started dating Bev.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the situation?
Yeah, so the situation pretty much is our day was just about 2 weeks ago, right? We went and got some beer. I don't know if you've ever been at the place Bill Gray's Tap Room.
It's just a staple.
I love it. Yeah.
So that's so, was that your first, that's where you guys went for your first date?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And everything was going good, down to earth. We hit it off instantly. Like that kind of date where you meet somebody and like the chemistry is so electric.
We
hit it off immediately.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's good.
And we were talking about our favorite holidays. And I mentioned mine was Thanksgiving. And I asked her if she had any plans. And she said that she was figuring out with her family.
Okay.
So she asked me what I was doing. And I was just there like, well, I'm waiting to see what you wanted to do. And she was like, oh, that's sweet. But I may be with my family.
Okay.
You were waiting to see what, Glenn, respectfully, like, how long have you known this girl? 2 weeks?
That was, you asked her that on your first date or second date?
I asked her that on our second date.
Okay.
Did she seem enthusiastic about you asking that, or was she just like, I may have plans?
Yeah, she normal, you know, I didn't sense anything weird, you know, she was just honest about it. She just said she and her family were still figuring things out.
Yeah.
And I just let her know that, you know, that I was just kind of waiting to see whatever her plans were, I guess.
Sure.
I
mean, no, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
To hang out after dinner?
No. I want to ask her if she wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Got it.
That's psychotic.
Okay. No, let me, maybe she,
really?
Maybe she would be interested. I don't know. She could very much be interested, Glenn. You got to shoot your shot, buddy.
I've been with people for years.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have not even spent Thanksgiving together.
So are you going to ask her again? What's the follow-up here?
Well, I want to ask her. That's why I called you guys. Like, what do you guys think that I should do? Because I don't want to wait.
I don't know why you called us, Glenn. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to shoot it to you really straight. We're not going to give you the same answer.
I feel like you could have handled this.
Confused.
What?
I guess I'm just confused, like, because I don't...
I'm also confused.
That,
well...
Like, hearing you guys now, I'm kind of a little hesitant about this, because I'm like, I'm shy here. I don't know what to do.
You called us. I don't know how shy you could possibly be, but is it too soon to possibly ask her to spend Thanksgiving? I don't know. I don't know her situation.
Couldn't be sooner.
I don't think so. I mean, doesn't anybody want to hang out with somebody on Thanksgiving?
Why don't we just...
Your family.
Why don't we just call her live on the air and ask her? Why don't you just ask her?
I don't know.
I'm freaking nervous right now. I don't want her to get mad at me for putting her on the spot. You guys think? I mean, I'm just kidding.
Gosh.
It's a horrible idea.
Glenn, I'm kidding, Glenn.
I would if you guys think I should.
I'm not stopping you
if
you
want to
do it. I'm
not having blood on my hands, so absolutely not. But it's your choice, ultimately, at the end of the day.
Listen, I appreciate any help, really, at this point, and I really like this girl, so...
Well, yes, I understand that.
So let's sabotage it. Give us her number.
Glenn, I'm going to be honest with you. I've done this long enough to know this can go in two directions. She says yes, you celebrate Thanksgiving together, you live happily ever after. Or if she's thrown off, you make her uncomfortable and she ghosts you. Are you willing to roll the dice if we call her live on the air and you ask her to spend Thanksgiving with you, even though you've been on two very casual dates?
Let's do it.
Yeah, you seem all in.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, I think she's gonna like it.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay, that's fine with me. If that's what you want to do.
It's Thanksgiving. It's the holidays. I mean, what? It's not a big deal. You know, it's just a phone call.
It's just a phone call. That's
whatever you have to tell yourself to go through with it. Give us the digits.
Because Breezy and I were not liable for whatever goes down. You have to say
especially
yes.
Especially me.
Say, I, Glenn from Gates, give you full permission to call her live on the air so I can ask her to Thanksgiving.
I, Glenn from Gates, give you guys permission to call her up so that I can ask her out on Thanksgiving.
It's a horrible idea.
Okay. All right. What's her name? Bev? And Glenn, you're going to ask her to Thanksgiving dinner live on the air.
Man, here it goes. Just do it already so that before I change my mind, because I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right, let's give me a second here. Let me dial her up.
Oh my God. This is... I can't believe this is happening.
You wanted to do it.
Hello.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Glenn.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to come over for Thanksgiving dinner. And also, really quick, I just want to let you know you're live on the radio with Moose and Breezy. You're on PXY.
Probably should have led with that.
Yeah, we probably should have led with that. Hi, Bev. Good morning.
Hi, Bev.
Good morning, I guess. What's happening here? It's so early. Like, I literally just got up.
So, Bev, what's going on is, just to fill you in real quick, Glenn called us this morning, and he's in a predicament. He wanted to ask you to Thanksgiving dinner. You guys have been on how many dates together?
Two dates.
Right.
And he's very interested in asking if you would be willing to join him for Thanksgiving dinner. So, go ahead, take it away, Glenn.
Yeah, so basically... I like you a lot, and you know we've been hanging out for a bit now. So I just,
Glenn,
you know,
two dates.
Glenn, we've been on two dates, and I, you know what? I don't even want to be on the radio right now. I gotta.
No, I know. But I'll be quick. Okay. Do you want to celebrate Thanksgiving with me and my family?
That's literally something you could have just texted me. I mean, that's nice. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, I want to be with my family, you know?
Oh,
but thank you for the invite.
No, okay, well, maybe after or something, or before. You don't have to be rushed or anything.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Listen, I really got to go. Like I said, I just woke up. I got to go get ready for work. Just text me later, okay? Like, I'm sorry. I have to go, guys.
Problem. Okay, I'll call you. I'll call you now.
What?
No, don't call me. Just text me. I have to get ready for work. But thank you for thinking of me.
Okay.
I'm just so confused. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. Bye, Bev. All right, bye, Bev.
Glenn, to be honest, you're never going to hear from that woman again.
How do you think that went, Glenn?
I I'm confused. Is it just too early for her, you think? Or maybe she just didn't like that I called her? Which one?
Too early in the morning or too early in your relationship? Because I'm going to argue both.
I honestly think that went pretty well.
I don't.
Yeah, right?
Are you guys sharing one brain cell? That was horrible. That couldn't have gone worse. What is happening?
I just think she's not a morning person. Like, if
Glenn, you're delusional. You're making up excuses to make yourself feel better. This was a horrible idea. I don't know how we even got here. It's too early for me, too.
I know. Glenn wanted to do it. I told you, Glenn, it probably wasn't the best idea. But hey.
So what do I do now?
I would call her like she asked.
I would actually never do that again. I would actually let sleeping dogs lie.
Glenn, you rolled the dice on this, buddy, and I want you to know I'm proud of you. You got to shoot your shot. And maybe it was a little too early, but follow up with her later tonight. Don't do it now. She's getting ready for work. Right. Do it in a text form. Do it tonight. Text her. All right? All right. Thanks for calling, man. Good luck. Hey,
thank you, guys.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I can't.
All right, that went.
That was the worst thing that's ever happened.
Listen, I'll be honest with you, and I don't say this too often, but that did make me a little uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable from the moment we answered the call.
Does anybody else need any favors this morning?
We can ruin your life with one phone call.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.